May it please the court, counsel. My name is Richard Abel Varnick, registration number 15909, and it is my privilege to represent Colorado Springs School District 11 in this appeal of a workers' compensation case. Why we're here is because the school district does not understand how, in a case where the claimant, who has the burden of proof to establish that an injury arose out of and occurred in the course of performance of employment, who testified 13 separate times under oath that her fall was caused when she missed a step.
This case turned on the distinction between missing a step and making a misstep?
In part, and here's why. Because it has been black letter law in Colorado since, 1919, the claimant has to prove the accident arose out of employment. Since 1957, it has been black letter law from the Colorado Supreme Court that the claimant must produce evidence to support that the injury arose out of employment. It has been black letter law since the Finn case that merely because something happens at work doesn't mean it is a compensable industrial injury. And so we take a step back and we look at the transcript of the hearing, and the claimant testified, as I said, 13 separate times, her fall was only caused by a missing of a step. It wasn't caused because she lost her balance. It wasn't caused by a misstep. And it is critical in workers' compensation because there is a long line of cases that we've cited to your honors in our briefs that unexplained falls are not compensable. And so the explanation of the fall and taking a step back,
why does missing a step become an unexplained reason while a misstep wouldn't? I just don't follow that.
Okay, because in order for a respondent, in this case the school district, to adjust a claim to determine whether or not it should be denied, they need to know what the claimant is claiming. And where the claimant claims that she missed a step, and where their investigation establishes that the claimant could not have missed a step, it becomes a critical issue because workers' comp is fact dependent.
Let me ask you a question, sir, before you go on.
Yes, sir.
There was testimony of two eyewitnesses. Based on their testimony, or even just one of them, wouldn't that serve as a basis to justify the finding of the hearing officer?
The two eyewitnesses who testified, one who was right next to the claimant when this happened, said she didn't know why the claimant fell. So no, that would not support Judge Stuber's findings of fact. The other witness, who was cross-examined by Mr. Schiff, did not see the claimant's feet, could not know why she fell. She speculated that the claimant lost her balance because all she saw was the claimant falling over. But if you look at the totality of the evidence, there is no one else, not the claimant, not any healthcare provider, that indicated that she ever lost her balance and that is why she fell. But taking a step back, why did she lose her balance? That's the ultimate question here that was not decided by Judge Stuber. Why she lost her balance had to arise out of her employment. It had to be caused by a work-related function. If she just lost her balance, just like Finn, who was found on the ground, arguably he must have lost his balance because he was on the ground, that's not compensable.
Why would she have had to show for it to be compensable?
Factually, in my opinion, she would have to have testified credibly that when she took a step out, she wobbled, her ankle twisted, her knee twisted, something like that. But in her case, the problem with that is she was a 4'10", 260-pound woman who had bad knees, bad back, had an altered gait, had big thighs, and so we had a pre-existing condition situation.
But isn't that up to the judge to make a finding of fact as to whether that was the cause of the accident?
Yes, it was. But the problem is...
And he doesn't find that those were factors.
I agree, he didn't find that, because she never said, she never claimed she lost her balance. So we never went down that road. She never claimed, she never said that she misstepped. The only piece of evidence in the record of a misstep is in the ambulance report. But if you look at all the evidence from Memorial Hospital, there's never a misstep. It's always a specific misstep. And we believe that's a different...
Let me ask you another question here. You handled my question about the testimony of other witnesses. What about the testimony of the witness who said she saw her put her foot down on the second step, and then she fell?
That's an unexplained fall. That doesn't tell us why she fell, only that she fell.
That wouldn't support the inference that she lost her balance.
I would disagree, Your Honor, respectfully. Just when you put your foot down and you fall, that doesn't support that you lost your balance. We don't know why you fell. And that's the whole point, because Colorado law requires a explanation as to why you fell. It may have been because she lost her balance. If so, why did she lose her balance? Was it because of her height and weight? Was it because of her pre-existing condition? If so, then we go down that road to see if there was a special hazard. But merely...
The court heard the evidence. I mean, the ALJ heard the evidence. The ALJ determined that based upon that evidence, it was a misstep or a loss of balance. Wasn't that a permissible inference based upon the evidence before him? The testimony of the other two people, particularly the one individual who's... Wait a minute, finish my question, please.
Sorry.
The one individual who testified, as Judge Sternberg indicated, that she had put her foot on that next step.
And then just fell. And I submit it is not. Because you cannot find, going through hundreds of pages of evidence, and find one piece that supports losing balance.
Why not? Isn't the ALJ free to accept or reject any given portion of the testimony and base his findings on whichever he finds to be most credible?
But it has to be a preponderance of the evidence.
Well, isn't the preponderance simply makes it more likely than not, and that isn't a function of how many witnesses testified, is it?
That is correct. But when you look at the totality of the evidence here, it is not more likely than not that she lost her balance, because the only person that said that was someone who couldn't see her feet. So that is not a reasonable inference. It is not more likely than not that she misstepped, because there's no evidence other than in the ambulance report of a misstep. The claimant, we always go back to, it's a claimant's burden of proof, and the claimant has to testify as to what happened. The claimant's testimony as to what happened was found to lack credibility. If the claimant's testimony as to what happened lacks credibility, it is an unexplained fall. She specifically testified that if it wasn't missing a step, then she didn't know why she fell.
There is no determination by the ALJ that she lacked credibility, is there?
He specifically found her explanation.
He relied on the testimony of the other parties in determining it, didn't he?
By finding that she didn't miss a step.
Right.
The reasonable inference, from my perspective, is that her testimony was not credible, because otherwise he would have found that she fell because she missed a step. And had he found that she fell because she missed a step, that would have been an explanation for her fall. He found that not credible because he did not so find. So we have a different issue here. And what we're talking about here is not what happened so much as, but why did it happen? How did, if you accept losing balance, how did that arise out of employment? If you accept misstepping, how did that arise out of employment? Is the ALJ stating, and will the Court of Appeals so find, that just walking at work in and of itself, where you fall without any explanation, is now a compensable industrial injury? That would belie a series of cases going back a long time. And that is not the Colorado statute. If the legislature wants to change the law to say arising out of means walking at work, so be it, fine. But the legislature has not chosen to do so in light of and in spite of numerous cases from Dayton Hudson Rice on through Ibarra v. Thompson. They're cited in the briefs. I'm not going to bore you with them again. But we have a long line of cases. If it is unexplained, it is not compensable. And it's our position, and has been from the beginning and continues here today, that this fall was truly unexplained because the claimant's version was found not to have happened.
the ALJ found that it was explained, and they found it was explained by apparently listening to the evidence of the third-party eyewitnesses.
Right, who didn't see her feet, who doesn't know what happened, who thought she might have lost her balance. And is that enough? And we submit it is not. We submit that since the claimant's the one, and since her testimony 13 times was that she missed a step and she didn't, it's a truly unexplained fall. Because how can you have an either missing a step, misstepping, or losing balance? The judge didn't even know what happened. Isn't that unexplained? Just because you have possibilities doesn't make it probable. And in Colorado Workers' Comp, it has to be probable, not possible. I'll reserve my remaining time. Thank you.
May it please the court, my name is Scott Schiff, attorney registration 11591, and I'm here on behalf of the claimant appellee Barbara LeMay. While it is true that Barbara LeMay, her perception of what occurred at the time that she fell was slightly different from what Judge Stuber found in his findings of fact, that was her perception. It was not a question of credibility. Judge Stuber took her perception, listened to her, listened to the general description of what occurred leading up to that event, and then added that in with the two eyewitnesses, as Your Honor has pointed out, and was able to make reasonable inferences, made findings of fact as to how this injury occurred. This
had the ALJ accepted her testimony at face value and found that she missed a step, would her injury still be compensable?
Yes, Your Honor. That's an explained fall. That is far different from the Finn decision, where there was no witnesses, no explanation whatsoever being provided by any witness as to how the injury took place. We are asking the Court of Appeals to affirm the decision of the Industrial Claim Appeals Office, which affirmed the decision of Judge Stuber that the claim was compensable. Judge Stuber, of course, found that the claimant sustained injuries that arose out of her employment. That was a factual determination based upon the totality of the evidence. It's, of course, black letter law that factual determinations are to be upheld, supported by substantial evidence and plausible inferences from the record. Judge Stuber carefully considered all of the witness testimony. There was more than the claimant, of course. The medical records, the description, photographs of the site, and made reasonable inferences as to what exactly occurred. And in his mind, this fall was fully explained. The respondent's appellant's argument, the primary argument here is the Finn decision should be extended. The Finn decision has been around for 45 years now, almost 45 years. And there's been ample opportunity for the courts, for the Industrial Claim Appeals Office, the panel, as it was called a few years ago, to extend Finn to the extent that appellants are arguing today, and they have not done so. They've extended Finn into very a rare factual pattern, such as, again, a fall where there is zero explanation as to what has occurred, such as in a fainting incident. That is entirely different from what we have here, where we have multiple witnesses, medical records, and diagrams, pictures, everything else to help explain exactly what occurred here. Further, the law does not require that the administrative law judge make findings that show exactly what caused her to fall. A misstep or loss of balance is sufficient. Decisions such as Schaffhauser discusses that. The facts in Schaffhauser where the claimant was walking down a hallway and tripped while returning to her workstation. The administrative law judge, Bruce Friend in that case, provided a bare bones explanation in his findings of fact as to what had caused the accident. In fact, Judge Judge Friend's determination was she fell as a result of her carelessness. That was the finding of fact. That was the explanation for the fall. The Industrial Claim Appeals Office felt that that was sufficient as an explanation and declined to extend Finn to a case to that fact pattern. We also have additional Industrial Claim Appeals Office cases which are essentially identical to our case, such as the Piper case, where the claimant climbed out of her car and while walking toward a building lost her balance, stepping up onto the sidewalk. That was found to be a sufficient explanation as to what occurred, what caused the fall. It was not an unexplained fall. Finn has not been extended to the cases similar to ours. It's been specifically rejected. It was rejected by the Industrial Claim Appeals Office below, as Judge Stuber rejected it. Judge Stuber felt very comfortable in assessing that this was a compensable injury and this was the cause of this industrial injury. We simply ask that the Court of Appeals not accept the invitation from appellant to extend Finn beyond where it has ever gone before. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to answer. Thank you, sir.
As we pointed out in our reply brief, both Sheffhauser and Piper are distinguishable because there the claimants themselves testified and their testimony was found to be credible as to why they fell. Judge Stuber specifically found in finding fact 14, quote, she did not actually, quote, miss a step, end quote. Her testimony does not indicate that she was taking strides of such length, etc. So he specifically found her testimony as to why she fell was not credible. Next, Judge Stuber specifically found about Ms. Barr's testimony, Your Honor. He said, quote, and saw a claimant lose her balance on fall. That is not what Ms. Barr testified to. What Ms. Barr testified to was, I saw her going out the door, she had stepped outside the door, and then I saw her, it looked like she had lost her balance, and then she fell sideways. But she did not specifically say the claimant lost her balance.
Well, can't the finder of fact draw an inference from that testimony?
If he had it in front of him, yes, but you have to remember, administrative law judges don't have a transcript of a hearing. They have their own handwritten notes. And so I submit that his finding of fact is not supported by what Ms. Barr actually testified to. She did not see her lose her balance. She said it looked like. Well, that's possible, and anything is possible, but when you take a step back and look at the totality of the evidence, the witness who was right next to her, what she testified to was she just went over to the left side and landed on her left side. Honestly, I don't know why.
So you're relying on Finn.
Yes, sir.
And Finn presents a different fact situation. It led to the conclusion of the holding of the court in 68 that a direct causal relationship between employment and injury must be proved, and that no presumption exists an employee found injured on employer's premises is presumably injured from something arising out of his work.
Correct.
Well, here there's explanations offered distinguishing this fact situation from that before the court in Finn.
There are possibilities, that is correct. It is possible, but the problem is we can't look at this in a vacuum, is what Administrative Law Judge Stuber did. Specifically, I asked the claimant, quote, you don't have any other explanation as to why you fell, correct? Answer, I missed a step. I didn't have any other reason why I fell. And it's the claimant's burden to prove. And if the claimant herself is not testifying that she lost her balance, if the claimant herself is not testifying that it wasn't missing a step, but a missed step, if that were her testimony, since it's her burden, so be it, fine. It wasn't her testimony. The only person that brought up balance losing was Ms. Barr, who couldn't see the claimant's feet, who said it looked like, but she didn't say it was. The claimant never claimed that to any healthcare provider. The missed step is only in the EMT record, no place else. And so what's a respondent, what's the school district left to do? The school district properly denied the claim. The question is, did Administrative Law Judge Stuber specifically and appropriately apply the arising out of test? Because what he never found, and what counsel didn't argue, is that if she lost her balance, how is that work-related? If she misstepped, how is that work-related? There was no finding fact to that condition precedent to arising out of. Because as you correctly point out in Finn, merely because you're found at work injured doesn't mean there's a presumption that the injury is work-related. Well, that's exactly what we have here. She was found at work injured. She doesn't know why she fell because her story was found not credible, in my words. We have possibilities, but we truly don't know why she fell. And for that reason, we request that you reverse and remand. Thank you, Your Honors. Unless you have any questions, I apologize. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you for your arguments, gentlemen. This case will stand submitted, and an opinion will issue in due course.